Shlach talks about the most important, one of the more important mistakes that was made by the Jewish people in the desert, and that was the Chet HaMeraglim. So I saw a very beautiful insight yesterday in this sefer that I have here. I recommend it. It's a five-volume set of the cliff notes of the Likutei Sichos of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So if you're not a Lubavitcher Chassid and you don't have all the 50 or 60 volumes that take up a whole house, you can be like me and just buy this set over here called HaMa'or Sheba Torah. It's a beautiful set of Sfarim where they give you the basic point of what the Lubavitcher Rebbe said in many, many of his beautiful drushas. So here, he has an important insight that I think is quite obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu chooses leaders of the nation to be the ones to represent them to go to Eretz Yisrael. Kulam anoshim roshei b'nei Yisrael hema, says the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the nesiim, he takes the ones who were the most prominent people of the generation, and he says, you are the ones to represent us, you are going to be the ones to give us the report about Eretz Yisrael. And then, right before they leave, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayikra Moshe le'Yehoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu changes the name of Hoshea ben Nun, his prized Talmud, to be now a new name, Yehoshua. Rashi clues us into a Gemara Meseches Sota that this was not just Moshe Rabbeinu decided to give him a new name. There was a reason for this. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Kol anashim sheben mikra lashon chashivus. Anytime the Torah says anashim, it means somebody who's very dignified, somebody who's very special. So here too, it means the same. Moshe Rabbeinu chose the most prestigious members of the community to be the ones to represent Klal Yisrael. Ve'osa shok sheirim hayu. At the time that he highlighted them, that he singled them out, they were all good people, and they had good intentions, and Moshe Rabbeinu chose them because they were the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Why does he change the name of Hoshea ben Nun to be Yehoshua? He says, because Ko Yoshiacha me'atzas meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu hopes, and he davens, that Yehoshua ben Nun, his precious Talmud, should be saved from the terrible Eitzah of the Meraglim. Ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I don't understand. If at the time that you're choosing these people, you believe that they're good people, Osa Shok Sheirim Hayu, if the reason why you chose them is because they're most dignified and prestigious group of men, what are you going and davening for Yehoshua, that he should be saved from them? There was nothing wrong with them. They were the right attitude, they were the right mindset, they were all tzaddikim, wonderful people. What were you so concerned about? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu from the outset concerned, and why did he say that I have to give a special bracha to Yehoshua ben Nun, because maybe he's going to fall prey to the terrible acts of what the Meraglim are about to do? Very simple question. It's an observation that's made by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and I think it's a very beautiful one. And he answers as follows. He says, obviously the answer that he's suggesting is not al derech hapshat, it's al derech hachasidus, it's a drush, but it's a very beautiful idea. He says, matzinu, we find in life, sheyeshnam shnei sugei hatzadikim. There are two different types of tzaddikim that we have in the world. Yeshnam tzaddikim hamakdishim es chayehem. We have some individuals, righteous people, who dedicate their entire lives lehizdakukus ulehizalos ishis. They want to become as great as they possibly can be. I want to live on my own. I want to be a person who's going to keep growing closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all I want in life. And anything else that gets in the way of that is simply a distraction. I don't want to hear from it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. That's all my intent in life, is just to be as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way they do that is, toch nituk meha'olam u'me'inyanav hagashmiim. They think the way to do that is by separating themselves from all mundane activities in life. And this way, they'll have plenty of time to be only focused on the Ribbono Shel Olam and on their relationship with Him. However, he says, Yeshnam tzaddikim, you have other individuals who are the leaders of communities. Shehei manhigei hador. It's very nice that we have some people who sit and learn in a kolel, who sit by themselves, who don't take any interest in anything else in the world. It's great. And you always have people like that in every generation. You want to be only you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have every right to do that. But he says, Yeshnam tzaddikim shehei manhigei hador. We also need people who are able to lead the generation. Also need to be great tzaddikim. That can't be the guy who's sitting in the kolo by himself. He can't be the manik hador. It's impossible. He has no understanding of what's going on in the world. He doesn't understand what the needs of the people are. Eilu she'enam mismaktim mishlei musan. These people who say, it's worth it for me to step out of the Beis Medrash for a little bit. It's worth it for me to take a lower level of connection, perhaps, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Perhaps not to learn as much as I would like to, not to be as much in his bodudus as I might like, just to have me and the Ribbono Shel Olam alone. He said, it's worth it because I want to do it litzorchei hador, because I want to do it for the sake of the generation. I know and I understand that the generation needs me, because the generation understands that I know how to relate to them, and I know how to understand where they're at, and I know how to lead them. And therefore he says, even though everything I'm doing is l'shem shamayim, perhaps I'm going to reach a level that's not as great as I otherwise would have reached. But I'm doing it for the sake of the generation. I'm doing it for the sake of the people. Writes the Lubavitcher Rebbe so beautifully. Moshe Rabbeinu nimna al sug hasheni shel atzadikin. Moshe Rabbeinu, who we're told, was lo kam b'Yisrael k'moshe od. There was never a person who reached the madrega, the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, we find time and again, Moshe Rabbeinu was the second type of person. He was the person who wanted very much to understand what the people were all about and what it is that they needed. And he argues, hu viter al shleimuso haruchanit. The Lubavitcher Rebbe writes that Moshe Rabbeinu gave up on his opportunity to be only him and the Ribono Shel Olam. He had that chance in life, and he did it leman harishayim shechatu b'chata egel. Don't forget, Moshe Rabbeinu put himself on the line. He was willing to give up everything. Machaini nami sifracha. For who? For Ovdei Avodah Zarah? For people who go and serve the egel? And yet Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm willing to do it because this is what the people need. Because I need to be there for them, because I understand them. Af nikvar bamidbar, the Medrash says in Bamidbar Rabbah, that Moshe Rabbeinu chose to be buried in the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere. Kadesha kishe yakum l'tchia, in order that when it comes to tchia sameisim, the Medrash says, yakumu yachanimo gam b'nei dora dora midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. I'll be buried in Chutz La'aretz, in the middle of the desert. Why, says the Medrash? Because he said to himself, look how many thousands of Jews died while we were traveling through the desert. None of them made it through. They were all punished. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not fair for me to leave them behind. I'm going to stay here in order that when it comes time for Tchias HaMesim, I'll take all of them with me. Because all of them deserve to be with their leader. All of them deserve to be with me. Is that not taking a hit for the Jewish people? Is that not taking a fall? You could have been somebody who was buried in a very prestigious and a very elevated place, and yet you chose to be buried in the Midbar because you want to be with the people, with the Rishayim who died in the Midbar. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about. But says in Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zehu Manhig Hador. That's what makes a person the Manik Ador. That's what makes you the greatest leader ever. Hamakir Veshle Musa Haruchanis, somebody who's willing to give up on their own perfection, Vihis Alusa Haishas Leman Hatzibur, somebody who's willing to take that sacrifice, to take that hit, in order for him to be able to relate to the people and be there as the leader for them. Le'umazos, and therefore, argues the Lubavitcher Rebbe, against the outlook of Moshe Rabbeinu was all of these incredible tzaddikim who were set aside to be the designated meraglim, to be the spies to check out Eretz Yisrael. He says, they wanted to be people who were on their own. They were the Nesiim, they were big Talmidei Chachamim, they sat and learned all day long. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to pick the greatest tzaddikim who are going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to be the ones who are going to scout out the land for us. They have clear, pure eyes, they have a pure perspective, there's nothing that's tainted about them. They're the ones that are going to be chosen. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know that Yehoshua ben Nun is the one who's going to take me over. Yehoshua ben Nun cannot be influenced by these people. Yehoshua ben Nun has to lead a life the way I led a life. If he wants to be the one to lead the Jewish people after my death, the only way that's going to happen is if Yehoshua ben Nun understands that the only way to lead is if you're not going to be like the rest of them. Yehoshua hishtayach l'suk shoneh. Yehoshua ben Nun was somebody else who noad lios manik hadar abba. Yehoshua already, early on in Parshas Bahaloscha, we're told already that Yehoshua ben Nun, people knew it, that he was going to be the next leader of the Jewish people. Eldad and Medad are talking about him even before Moshe Rabbeinu died. Everybody knew Yehoshua ben Nun was destined to be the next manig. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lakach haya alav lios misug hatzadikim she'enam shoafim lichyos benituk meha'olam hagashmi. Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that Yehoshua ben Nun cannot be of those group of people that are going to live life on their own, sequestered, secluded away on their own. That's not the way to live life if you want to be the Manhig Ador. Ela yordim ela am. Your job is to go down to the people and to live amongst them. Pa'alim lemano, to be a part of who they are, and that is the only way that you are going to be successful. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, although he singles out the greatest tzaddikim, the greatest people, to be the ones to lead the charge toward Eretz Yisrael, he says, Ka yoshi acha me'atzas ha-meraglim. He suggests that Yehoshua ben Nun has to be very careful. You're going to be spending a lot of time with this group of people, but don't learn from them. I don't want you to be like them, because I have plans for you to be something very different. I want you to be something special. I want you to be the Manhig Ador, and the only way for you to do that is if you have a complete understanding of what it means to live amongst the people. There's a comment made by the Chovos HaLevavos in the Shar HaPrishus. Shar HaPrishus means there are individuals in Klal Yisrael who decide to be Prushim. They decide to be people who separate themselves from all kinds of enjoyment in life. There's a certain level of that. The Gemara discusses it in Maseches Avodah Zarah, but the Chovos HaLevavos writes, Anashim shahalchu b'geder HaPrishus HaElyon. There are some people who walk with the most extreme level of abstaining in life. Lihi damos ki'ishim haruchaniyim. They want to be like spiritual sacrifices. I don't want to have any pleasure in this world. I'm going to be like the karbon. I'm going to be the one who gives up everything in life just to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yazvu kol mashi yatrida min ha'elokim. And they take away any diversion, any interruption, any distraction in life that might take them away from their sole focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu min ha'yishuv, and they choose to escape from all of civilization. Ela midbarius v'ha'yishimon v'ha'harim ha'gvolim. They decide they want to live in an uninhabited space. They want to live in a desert all by themselves. Makom she'ein seves v'lo chevra. I don't have to hear the lashon hara of the people. I don't have to hear people talking in the middle of chazaras hashatz. I don't have to hear all the terrible things that are going to be going on. I'm going to live a life by myself. This way I'm going to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just going to be me and him. I don't have any distractions. Says the Chavos HaLevavos, they don't even eat normally like the rest of us, they don't sleep normally like the rest of us, they wear worn out clothing, they don't want to have any enjoyment in life. Hakata Zos, says the Chavos HaLevavos, Rechoka Mikol Hakitos. It's not my words. Says the Chavos HaLevavos, this group of people, as wonderful as they are, they don't really have an understanding of what it means to be a leader. They don't really understand what it means to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mipnei Shehem Ozvam Inyan Olamam Legamri. There's a reason why you were born into this generation, in this civilization, in this country, with this community. There's a reason why you're here. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us all to do our job to elevate the community. And the only way to do that, says the Chavos HaLevavos, is if a person understands that my mission is not to run away from it all. Obviously, I have to look forward toward a higher kind of life. But along with that means that I have to elevate those around me. I cannot just run away from all distraction and say, this is just all of my way. It's something that is diverting my attention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, that's part of your relationship with Him, is to take everything around you and to elevate it all. The Ein Bidin HaTorah Lazov Yishem HaOlam Lagamri. The Ribbono Shel Olam never expected us to neglect everything that we have growing up. Kemo Shehikdamo B'masha Amar HaKosev Loto Bara L'Sheves Yitzara. Says the Chavos HaLevavos, this is a very important thing for a person to keep in mind throughout life, because that's really the highest level. To take all that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a person, all of the physical, all of the world that we were born into, and to elevate it all and to make yourself the most complete person that you can be, given all of those, so to speak, distractions that you seem to have in your life. My father often has told me that after his first year teaching in YU, he was very young when he became a Magid Shir in Yeshiva. So our family was pretty close with Rabbi Gifter, because my mother's sister married Rabbi Gifter's son. So very often Rabbi Gifter used to come to my grandparents' home for Yom Tovim. So my father and Rabbi Gifter were together that first Pesach after his first year in the yeshiva. And Rabbi Gifter asked my father, so how did the year go? How was it? So my father said, I don't think I'm going to continue next year to be a Magid Shir. So Rabbi Gifter said, what do you mean? What happened? What was so terrible about this year? So he told him, well, the truth is, the whole morning I was busy trying to prepare a shiur. Then in the afternoon I was sitting there trying to learn, and the boys would come over to me and ask questions. At night I was trying to be available for the boys as well. He said, I couldn't learn anything. I was so busy the whole day taking care of the Talmidim that I just had no time to grow on my own. I don't want to do this next year. I want to stop being a Magid Shir. I want to become a Talmud Chacham on my own. I'm not interested in spending my whole day giving to everybody else. And Rabbi Gifter told him, you're making a big mistake. He told him a comment that's made by the Hafla. He has it both in the Sefer on Gemara as well as in the Sefer on Chumash, the Panim Yafas, a very beautiful comment, where he says, the Gemara tells us that you have to choose a Rebbe who's Doma LeMalach Hashem Tzivakus. The Gemara says you have to choose a Rebbe who is similar to an angel. Now the question all the Mefarshim ask is, I don't really know angels. How am I supposed to know how to choose a Rebbe properly? I've never really interacted with the Malachim. So how am I supposed to know which Rebbe to choose? Does it mean somebody who has good midos? Does it mean somebody who is quiet, who does his job the way he's supposed to? What exactly does it mean? Writes the Panim Yafos, the Hafla, he suggests what it means to choose a Rebbe who's like an angel is, we know the Pasuk says, Malachim, Srafim, are Omdim. A Malach has one Tafkid, he doesn't grow bigger, he doesn't grow smaller, he is who he is. The Ribbono Shel Olam asks him to do something, that's all he does. He doesn't have a she'ifa to be something else. He's happy with the job and the opportunity that he has to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam exactly the way he is. Says the Panim Yafos, what it means to be an effective educator, what it means to be a manig is somebody who's willing to put their own growth on the side and say, I'm all in it for the people that I'm teaching. I'm all in it for the people that I have a responsibility to educate. You have to be like a malach. You have to be like an omed. A person who's willing to say, I'm happy with what I've accomplished, and now everything I have I'm willing to give over to others, even if it means at my own personal expense, that I cannot become greater, even though I wanted to. And I'm going to spend a lot of time with my Talmidim. I'm going to spend a lot of time preparing and doing everything I have to do. That's part of the responsibility of a manig hador. And Rabbi Gifter taught my father then, after the first year, that that's the perspective an educator always needs to have, because that's really what the job of the educator is, to always be there with the people. And like the Lubavitcher Rebbe mentioned, as we just said, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about with Yehoshua ben Nun. You're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to spend a lot of time with the group of the Meraglim. They have a very different mission in life. Their mission is to sit and learn all day long, to be the greatest Talmid Chacham they could be, but your mission is to be the Manhig, the Gadol Hador. And the only way to be the Manhig Hador, the most effective educator, the most effective spiritual leader unto others, is if you're going to be totally with them. If you're not interested in yourself having this close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're interested in taking all of your experiences and sharing them with the community that you are meant to lead, and elevating all of them in that process.